liquid zeolite. Is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Abraham Lincoln rightly said, "The study of the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice." Let me say that again. Mr. Abraham Lincoln rightly said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice." What'd you think of that?
I think that's how things were at one particular time in this country, and we were doing just fine.
So we need to reel that back in, brother.
Resurrect
from
it.
Another mother.
Yes.
That's a sophisticated way of saying, man, what's happening with you, brother from another mother?
Man, you know, dude, I'm just sitting down here at my computer, you know, typing things in, getting on the radio and voicing liberty to all the country, you know. I got to tell my peoples that liberty's alive. Don't listen to the media. We're very well alive.
They don't know how to tell the truth.
Peoples is awake, you know.
They
what
don't
I mean?
Know. They don't know how to tell the truth because there is no truth in them.
That's
dude.
Right. They need to get themselves an education. They need to study hard, stay in school because you know, we just need to tell the people.
Yeah, see? They racist, dog.
Yeah, we need to get the rain. It's got to get off of the leaves. We got to get it to the ruts. Don't
the
get
ruts.
It to the ruts.
Yeah,
you know?
To the ruts.
You got to get it off the leaves. We've been raining on the leaves. So we got to get to the ruts. You know, everything
you know,
cool if we get on the
now,
ruts.
Now, when you're talking about ruts like that, dude, all of a sudden some things sparks up in my mind.
Yeah, you're telling
and
me about that.
I want to share with you, dog.
I need you to share.
I got to share with you what's on my mind.
I'm feeling this now. Let's share it.
Isn't it amazing the evils that the American people endure because they lay not the axe to the root of the tree? Speaking of roots.
You got to lay to the root.
Got to lay it to the roots. I concur.
The leaves will keep coming if you don't lay it to the root.
Okay.
We got to get to the root.
Got it straight up. Got to get to no sense in dealing with those branches on that tree. Just lay the axe to the root of the tree. Don't have to worry about the branches.
No, because that's what people do, and they get you arguing about the leaves, and they make it so that you don't look at the root.
Don't want to waste time with things that are irrelevance.
When you get to the root, they get scared, because if you go to the root, you get rid of the root.
Yeah.
Then there ain't no more leaves and no more fruit. It's bad.
No bad.
So they want you looking at the leaf.
You don't want no bad fruit. You got to get the root straight
get that
up,
though. You got to get rid of the root. Yeah, they get scared when you start looking at that root. It's like a man, he got an axe. He's looking at the root, and they say, don't look at the root.
Where in the heck is this guy coming out of? Jake.
Who was that guy?
I just got him
out of my seat.
Man, I feel like I'm back. I feel like I'm back in North Minneapolis again with my peoples. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you on this rainy Saturday in the state of Minnesota, May 14th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake, the whooped guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. The number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Where did you come up with that one, dude? Here, I'll even do better than that. Just real quick for the new listeners to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to show everybody the talent that we have. What's on our utility belts here? I'm going to say that in Chinese real quick.
我是胡锦涛，翟志刚同志，刘伯明同志，金海鹏同志，你们辛苦了，我代表。
My throat hurts.
That was very good.
I'm going to do Japanese real quick.
昨日は私の誕生日です。兄は私に尻をくれました。私はとてもびっくりしました。父や母は毎年お誕生日のプレゼントに何故。
That lemon water helps a lot, Jake. I'm going to do it in Spanish real quick for you.
Que sou pa John, o Tanyevi, como está la movida, socio? Oye, tu sabes ya, pero tu español es muy bien. Yo hablo español también, pero tu español es muy mejor que mío.
Ooh, I got a little indigestion.
Too many burritos?
No, I got a little attitude on that one.
Oh.
How about gibberish real quick? I'll do this in gibberish for you folks. And I wasn't stuck. Let's do this in jive, and we are done showing off today.
Bet, babe, slide a piece of the porter, drink, so I run the job.
I can dig grease and chomp on some butter and drag him through the garden.
What it is, big mama, my mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cause they say can't hang.
Man, now you know how I feel
when I
go to
the
jive section. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I'd also ask folks on a serious note here, if you'd go check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We want to tell you thank you first and foremost for tuning in to us today. And real quick, Jake, I wanted to talk about, real quick, because we've got less than 1 minute for the first segment here. But as promised, Sons of Liberty listeners, next week again on Channel 23 from 12 to 1. If you watched it today, awesome. I hope you enjoyed it. You'll see the second half of part one. So you're actually going to see part five. So it's part three. Am I confusing you? We have to break them up in hour segments. So next week is the beginning of part three of a five-part documentary called My War, which is our war. Folks, again, you have Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back with you. We got a lot to talk about, and we got a lot to get to. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break. Hey.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Bouncing around like a brother, brothers. Straight up deuce.
I like to bounce.
Kicking out the beats on Sons of Liberty.
I like to bounce.
Remember when you said liberty?
Liberty.
It's like at the last segment, you said something about the roots.
The roots.
Yeah, you was talking about the roots in the tree. But welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake again, folks. We just shot the number out and our lines are lit up again. I'm just kind of curious to know, what's the topic? Folks, you got to give me a minute. The number's 1-866-233-0747. We appreciate that, but let me do a quick intro. We'll take these phone calls, and we'll stick to topic this week, and then we'll take the phone calls. How's that sound?
Yes.
As promised, Sons of Liberty listeners, next week on Channel 23 from 12 to 1 again, you'll see Part 3. Now, keep in mind, folks, there's a five-part documentary, but we have to break it up into 10 weeks. That's how long, and that's how much content that there is. So if you watched it today, we appreciate it. If you haven't, check it out in Minnesota on Channel 23 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. And if you haven't seen the trailer yet, go to check out mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com. Now, we got Kevin from Wisconsin that actually watched it today, so we'll take his call right away. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome, Kevin.
I guess my biggest thing is, if you looked at the basis for Harvard, Princeton, Yale, they were all Bible-based schools.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Religion.
Yeah.
But yet nowadays, if you had the audacity to bring a Bible into that school, you're instantly ostracized and told you're wrong, that you are not accommodating others.
Yeah, but you know what, Kevin? Here we are again. I don't care if they ostracize me. See, if 68% of those that profess their Christianity in this country would stand up and act out their Christianity, we wouldn't have this problem in the first place. That's the problem. And I don't personally care what anybody says, because I don't take off my Christian hat or Christ out of my heart for nobody, no matter where I go. So what did you think of it? I mean, what was your take on it? Did you appreciate it? Did you like it? Did you learn something?
Well, the one thing I thought was amazing, and I talked to your screener about, where you went to give that basically lesson out of school.
Yep.
And 15 minutes into it, the principal stopped it, and they had you guys escorted by police out of the state.
Yes, they did. They did. And now what's interesting about that, Kevin, is we've talked a little bit about this before, but I don't know if that guy realizes that we had him over a barrel big time in every legal sense of the word. But just to reiterate this, it's not about the money, but, you know, it is about establishing the law. What he did was completely illegal, and he said it was an anti-government climax teaching the kids the United States Constitution. So it shows you how backwards and upside down the school education system has become in this country.
But then again, that brings up the latest Supreme Court that Obama put up, who came from Harvard and was a leader at Harvard, and totally violates everything that Harvard stands for.
Correct.
I mean, the original Harvard.
Yeah, both him and Alina Kagan. That's exactly right. You're correct. So it shows you, Kevin, that education isn't everything when you can't tell the truth. And that's exactly what you're seeing. I don't care how many accolades or merits or accreditations that Obama has. It doesn't matter if the guy doesn't want to tell the truth. It doesn't matter what kind of an education he has. And he exemplifies that on a daily basis, that he doesn't want to tell the truth.
Now, I'm just
what good is his education?
I'm just reminded, Kevin, of a conversation. I actually was doing this Facebook thing. Somebody had shot me a couple of things, and he said, these clowns want to rewrite the whole thing anyways. We were talking about the Constitution and whatnot. And I just thought to myself, you know, it only takes one person who's not a coward to cause 10 cowards to back down. And they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do pretty immediately, actually. We can't be afraid of what someone else might say about us. And then I thought, Christ wasn't crucified for his compassionate, non-offensive tone.
No.
And that's part of, I think, what we're going to discuss on the radio program today. But Alina Kagan didn't go without her trials and without people standing against her and what she was doing either. Again, we get fed one line from the mainstream media, but another from folks that are actually thinking in reality here.
Yeah.
Can I say something about, I go to the University of Wisconsin over here.
Yep.
And I have to take a class called sports psychology. And in there, we're forced to learn about racism and sexism in sports. And the homosexuality of the acceptance of all their actions at their sports. And I raised a point, and it had to do with, I don't know if you remember, that one person that got filmed having homosexual sex, and it got out, and they got committed suicide.
Yep.
Well, and I was just berated by the professor for even mentioning that, well, he was already breaking the rules by having sex in there in the first place.
That's right.
They said, no, it's because it was all hatred, you know, that the person had to be charged with a hate crime.
Yep.
It's
backwards. It's upside down. I think what's happening across the country here, though, as a matter of fact, we do know what's happening. 40 states have already banned gay marriage and rising, and people are beginning to return back to the laws that even ostracize the criminality of crimes against nature, homosexuality. People have allowed it to go to gay marriage when, in fact, the act of sodomy itself is illegal. And what's happening is people, because of the homosexual agenda, the louder they get, the more people they wake up. And as they're waking up the people, it's going to begin to push them back into the holes that they themselves have dug, and that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Across this country right now. Folks, the hope is in the truth that's been given to you. How do you respond to it? People are responding all over this country. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice must be pronounced upon criminality, crime. When you do that, what does it do? It eradicates an oppressive government. That's how you receive the answers that you want. Judgment sets a light to the people. When you mean what you say, you incite and invoke the laws of the land, you bring them against criminality, it shuts it down. That's how you have peace.
It's going to the root, and it's cutting it down.
Yes.
Well, I thought we were going to bring out of this other guy. But,
well, I was just kind of hoping you were going to start kicking out roots again.
That's right. We were going to the root. The man with the big axe is the one that's feared, and that axe comes in lawlessness. That is the law. A man who's a criminal should always fear the law. When we exalt the law, we don't need to be just like the mainstream media and talking about,
this can't happen
everything
if I go to this school,
law.
And I can't do this anymore because this has fallen down.
I got a little section here, and I can be really quick on this, but the Navy sanctioned gay marriage ceremonies
on base. Hold up a second.
okay.
No.
This is good because I love bringing.
No, we're
going
to get to this, but I did want to tell, like, for example, Kevin that just called from Wisconsin here. In the state of Minnesota, the Minnesota statute 609.293 outlaws even the act of homosexuality.
Yep.
And by the way, the homosexual communities know that.
Yep.
America invoked the law. And if the judge overthrew the law by himself, he legislated from the bench, or he wanted to be an activist from the bench, remove the judge. God always established good judges in the land to what? Reproduce liberty throughout the land.
Yep.
God established good judges. You need good judges back, and then you don't have to worry about any of these radical, illegal agendas. And Kevin, let me tell you one more thing. You're not forced to do anything, sir.
No way.
You're not forced to do a thing. You have attorneys all across the land that are waiting for you to speak up, stand up, and tell them to shut up. They're waiting for you to stand up so they can bring in the law and put their foot where it belongs, right across their neck and the neck of their crimes. And when you begin to do that, you're not going to have the problems that everybody's complaining about today. Let's squelch the problems and deal with the crimes.
You're going to be talking about what's right and not what's wrong anymore, and we're going to be doing that with force. There's no doubt about it.
You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take one more phone call here, and then we're going to stick to topic, folks, so we're not trying to be rude, but we'll throw the number out there. When we want you to call back in, we got Rick calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I actually kind of like your program. And like,
oh, thank you.
Really appreciate that, Rick.
Yeah. I think you've already drawn your own conclusions about me, but that's fine.
Hold up, Rick. Where are you at, dude?
We know you're in Minnesota,
we got 10 seconds on the line with you right now. What are you talking about?
Well, last week when I called you, my phone went dead.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't respond. Okay.
Okay.
Now, but my question is, where did the term Judeo-Christian come from and when? Because since I was a little kid, we were always, my family said we're Christians.
Okay.
And my fear is that by linking us with some other religion, are we watering down our religion?
Yeah, I can actually.
What's the other religion?
Well, it'd be Judaism.
Judaism? Judaism?
Well, whatever, yeah.
Okay. Well, here, let me kind of lay a little groundwork for your question.
Minute.
We've got Judaism, which obviously preceded Christianity. Christ was a Jew. He came to fulfill the law. He never obligated the law. So that law was a code of ethics.
The moral law,
standard.
Not the ceremonial
That's
law.
That's right, a standard. So when we start talking about Judeo-Christian, it was a term that kind of came in around the 1940s that was more popular. It might have been around before then, but that's where it became popular. And what it is it's just a standard of ethics that are held in common between both Christianity and Judaism. Christ never abrogated the law, so there's no difference between gospel and the law. The one fulfills the other. So it's perfectly fine to say Judeo-Christian because both of them hold these value systems in common.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your call, Rick. We appreciate it. And I appreciate the fact that you like the Sons of Liberty. As a matter of fact, I like the Sons of Liberty.
I like him, too.
I like him so much, I'm going to roll over to the next segment. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Happened to our rap, Kerry? You're confusing the people. It's like sometimes you go into a nice restaurant and they're playing this like this hip hop music.
Yeah.
It's like doesn't work
mix
here, dude.
And then you find out it's because it's the 16-year-old behind the counter.
Let's kick up the beats again so we can put into motion the other guy here. This is important for the listeners to know that
lost right
there's
now
stability here.
That's better. I like that. Chopping down the roots.
Yeah.
Because we can. Because you can see me. Because we're on TV. Channel 23. Yeah.
Every week. Every week,
well,
for you.
One.
We famous. Everybody think we got it going on. They don't know nothing.
Word is bomb.
Nothing. Nothing. I said nothing.
Nothing, nope. Nothing but nothing?
No.
You mean nothing like there's nothing there?
No.
Like it's empty-headed like the New policy.
New York, big city of dream, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might be fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law to know my way around too much. Too many people, too much. Too much. Too many people, too much. Yeah. A man's on a ledge, says he's gonna jump. The people gathered around and said he won't, he's just a chump, cause he lost his job, and then he got robbed, his mortgage is due, and his marriage is through. Now,
that was very talented.
Christian, what did you think of
that?
That
was better than the gibberish, I think.
I mean, do you guys like that one? You know what my kids really like? This is all for the purpose of entertainment, and this costs us a lot of money, too, by the way.
That is true.
So do consider supporting this ministry. My kids love that one. Or when I was a little kid, my mom used to sit in the car and she'd do this. Now everybody's out there like, now I understand.
What happened to Bradley Green?
Now I totally get it, folks.
As a little boy, his mother did gibberish things in the car.
Well, dude, gibberish, Spanish, Japanese, jive, whatever you need it to
be. Multicultural.
Rap.
It's all here. Sons of Liberty.
It totally is, and nobody can deny that.
No.
And see, what's going to happen is next time we go public, someone's going to say, hey, Bradley, do that rap again. I mean, that was pretty cool stuff. And don't sit there and look at me, Christian, like you got one over on me. I want to hear you rap.
I got no rap.
He got no game. He said he got no game, brother. Wrote.
His face is turning red underneath that yellow hat.
He told me he ain't got no game, and I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, you know, it's because somebody cut his root.
He thinks it's his birthday or something.
Yeah, like it's his birthday?
Yeah.
I got no root like it's his birthday.
Okay, let's get down to some serious business here, all right? Stop screwing it on.
Better done screwing it
this
on.
This last week, I turned down an interview with Newsweek, folks. I told you about that last week and why. Because she was a propagandist. That's all she was looking for was her story. And she had it written before she left New York. Mm-hmm. And, well, apparently that wasn't good enough because we received another request out of Washington, D.C., and we had to tell them no as well. Now, folks, if you want to do interviews with the Sons of Liberty, if you want to do them live, we'll have at them all day long. But we're not going to have your selective reporting and your propaganda thrown on the papers, taking out of context what we said and what we didn't say.
I love how they call in. Bradley,
totally.
I love your organization. You've got a lot of great things going on.
Is that hair real?
And, you know, I would just love to get your feedback and your perspective on a few topics here.
What's your name?
Well, I'm just a reporter from, you know,
what's your name? Do you have a reporter? Do you have a name?
It doesn't really matter. I just really love you. It's about you, Bradley Dean, and what your organization is doing. You guys are wonderful, out.
The cackles of my heart are warmed. That you want
to
know.
So I wanted to ask a few questions from you. Number one, how do you feel about the moral issues in our society? I'm sure because you're a minister and all that, you probably have good, wonderful
Well, we're
responses.
A mess, and we need to return to the God of our fathers.
Oh, we're a mess. Okay. M-E-S-S. Okay. Bradley Dean says is a cult leader and says America is a big mess. Oh, that's wonderful, Bradley. That was a great response. I probably would have said the same thing.
Anything else?
Can you tell me just, you know, how do you feel about the issue of when people love each other. Could you tell me about that?
Well, I think it's totally natural. I think it's healthy and it's God-ordained.
Oh, okay. So then obviously you wouldn't discriminate against other people for that. That's you know,
But we're talking about a man and a woman, the way that the Lord ordained
marriage.
Oh, sure.
I'm a Christian. I go to church every day. I hear what you're saying, Bradley,
okay.
But what if two, you know...
homophobic, gay,
bigot. Hater. Cult leader. This man hates children. This man hates people. He was as a young child, he was delusioned. He's been brainwashed over the few years. So do you read your Bible a lot, Bradley Dean?
Every day of my life for the last 15 years.
He uses it as a weapon of mass destruction. Another one of these religious right-wing lunatics. That's wonderful, Bradley. I think my pastor reads his Bible, too. So do you guys have church services regularly? I mean, would you consider the Bible a good code of conduct?
Two times a week.
Oh, this man believes in slavery. And he hates. He's a racist. Oh, there's no doubt about that. Okay, well, Bradley Dean, thanks so much for your time.
When's this going to be published? Can we get a copy of that, please?
You know, I'll have my people get in touch with you, Bradley. I'm gonna print this up here. It's going to be wonderful.
So who do you work for? CNN?
I'm sorry. I've really got to go.
And that's not too far from... Hey, listen, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree from them whack jobs, do they? Wow! That was
now
good.
Now he's calling me a whack job. I can't believe this. All my blogging buddies...
Propagandist,
calling
whatever.
Calling me a whack job!
Remember when Jake Tapper... this is probably 6 years ago. This is a fact. I mean, we did reports with... We had the Washington Post fly out, do some schools with us. We had... The Weekly Standard senior editor Matt Labesh go on tour with us for a week. He was a cool guy, and he was honest about his reporting.
Hey.
And then, I mean, just a plethora of media they wanted. Remember when Jake Tapper called, though? and we were out of state, and the Huffington Post did a piece on us by a guy, and he was a lawyer out of Washington, D.C.
Oh, one of those guys. A lawyer.
Yeah, and he reported on me. I was getting about 10,000 hits a month back then, and we get that, what, in 5 days now?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make myself cooler than I really am. And it was interesting. He got information from the Huffington Post on us from a lawyer that heard about our assembly that was promoting my ministry through Affliction, Trials, Tribulation, you know, the book of Acts. And I asked him at the very end of his report, after I seen him report on me, he never called me, never asked me a thing about it. I emailed him and I said, "Hey, Brian, how was that assembly that you just reported on?" He said, "I haven't been to one of your assemblies." But folks, see, this is how they do the reporting. Now, the point is this. Jake Tapper called. I believe he's from ABC News. I hope I'm saying this right. Excuse me. But we were actually, he was calling from, he wanted to do a piece on us on Nightline. And it was like, okay, this is the big boys. This is, you know, top dogs. This is, you know, we're going national, international right here, guys. And I don't know whatever happened, but Jake Tapper happened to be a friend of one of our friends that was in the main media. And now Jake Tapper actually is, he's the one in the White House all the time talking to that liar called the President of the United States on a 24 basis.
Hater and racist.
Yes.
He hates our.
But, I don't know why I just thought about Jake Tapper out of that whole deal, but I've stayed in contact with him sporadically, and I haven't talked to him in a long time, but I almost should throw something at him again and let him come down and do a report.
So we can have some more fun.
That's exactly right. So, but he seems like a fair guy.
Yeah,
he seems like a cool guy. So in all fairness to Jake Tapper, he does seem like good stuff. Folks, again, so we were talking about this Newsweek. I had to say no. And then this next outlet, they wanted to do a report. And, folks, they weren't looking for a report. They're looking to slam. That's all they're looking to do. So we confused them, and we said, no, we're not going to do it. So in saying all that to say this, that's what brought on the situation with the Huffington Post and then with Jake Tapper. We're in demand.
So back online.
I mean, hey, do you remember last week when we were talking about that one guy that said, you know, about all the homosexuals, and he said there's so many of them? You know, I mean, what are we going to figure out that God finally wants them around?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, I'm just all out there. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the left, as they call it. I really appreciate you guys reinforcing my stance, and because that's all I do is incite the law, and then everybody figures out that you guys are criminals.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how it goes, though.
What's the law got to do with it?
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows, Jake? We got a TSA piece that we're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
The Texas House passed a bill late Thursday night that would make it a criminal offense for public servants to inappropriately touch travelers during airport security pat-downs. Okay.
And they should.
Yeah. The measure would make it illegal for anyone conducting searches to touch the body parts, sexual organ, buttocks, breast of another person, including through clothing. And it's also prohibiting searches that would be offensive to a reasonable person.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it was me or if it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking again, but when I read the article
for
the Bill
don't
of Rights,
think.
It tells me right here it's already an illegal act. And I don't know, let's just go to common sense for a second, but I thought this whole TSA, you know, these transportation people, whoever they are, you know, the security people for the good of the American people.
Highly credentialed, yeah.
I thought they were put in place for radical Muslims. How soon America forgets, but why is it that you have Muslims strip searching Americans?
And checking your IDs.
And checking your IDs like they did with us in Atlanta. And I'm telling you, when this lady was looking at folks, she wasn't very happy about the people she had to search. She wasn't looking at us like, hey, we're in this together.
Yeah.
She was looking at us like, I'm going to get you
sooner or later.
You
now.
But I thought this whole thing, Jake, I don't know, again, is it just me? But I thought it was aimed at radical Muslims, not at the American people. Yet I notice when people are going through the, you know, strip searches that they have to endure if they want to get on an airplane, I just completely forgot that it was about the Muslims. And
seems to be more like
American.
Americans?
Did you forget that this was about terror?
I think that
did
if
you forget
we think
this
about
was
this long enough, we'll know that the source of this problem is not what is being perpetrated to the American people.
No,
right
because
now.
It's the American people that are being violated by our supposed enemies.
We're terrible people.
You got the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back with Republican rapper Dave Simpson on what he just did in Texas. He put a stop to it.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No more rapping, we promise. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome back. We were talking about the TSA right before the break. The Texas House passed a bill late Thursday night that would make it a criminal offense. It is a criminal offense.
It is.
For public servants to inappropriately touch travelers during airport security pat-downs. I mean, just think about this, America. Before you go traveling now, you got to wonder if you're not going to be felt up by some creep that wants to feel you up. And I'm going to prove that point here in just a second here. The bill's chief sponsor is Republican Representative Dave Simpson. Jake talked to him this morning. And he had said this has to do with dignity and travel and prohibiting indecent groping searches. Oh, you think? Article 4, Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Here's Jake and Dave.
Put this in the Sons of Liberty, the Republican representative, David Simpson. I love the freshmen because they're full of fire. And when we saw what David was up to down in the great state of Texas, we just had to bring him on. We've got a lot of listeners down in Texas. And so, folks, you're going to want to get behind this guy and support him. Now, recently, the Texas House passed a bill late Thursday night that would make it a criminal offense for public servants to inappropriately touch travelers during airport security pat-downs. Now, of course, it's a criminal offense because nobody has the right, no matter what office they serve in, to sexually pat down another man or another woman without probable cause. Listeners, I want to remind you of our Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, we're dealing specifically with persons here, against unreasonable searches and seizures, and it shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued, but upon probable cause. Thank you very much for being on the show today. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're bringing to the table here?
Well, thank you for having me, Jake. This really is about freedom. It's also about dignity. Right now, at our airports, the screeners are treating every single person as a criminal suspect. And that's kind of equivalent to going into a department store and then screening or searching every single customer that comes out of that store. What we should be doing is looking at actions and not things so much. Now, if someone takes a product and shoves it in a backpack or in a purse, the clerk would be have every right and imperative, really, to question that person. And if they tried to leave the store with those products unpaid for, they should be stopped and searched.
You got it.
But we're searching every single person, and this violates our privacy, our dignity, and it's really inhibiting our freedom of travel. A lot of people, like myself, I don't want to fly anymore.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, a person doesn't have an option. I mean, normally if you don't like how a department store conducts business, you go to a different department store. That's free enterprise, but not in this particular
That's right.
situation.
That's right, and because the government is really just force. The only people that are going to keep it in check are the people themselves, and we don't really have any options. And this is where I do think the states need to step up.
Thank you.
And interpose themselves when the federal government overreaches. Now, we've been real careful how we've worded this statute. We're just drawing a line. We're saying it's unreasonable to touch someone in their private parts without probable cause simply because they're accessing a public building or seeking to use public transportation. We did allow as a defense for prosecution because we really didn't want to get into a huge war, but I think this will be wise. If there is such a federal statute, and we don't believe there is, but if there ever is, it's a defense to prosecution. If there is a federal statute passed by Congress that is found constitutional that allows these screeners to touch people in their private parts, we're not looking for a battle, but we're saying, show us the law. We're not every one of us is a criminal.
That's right. You know, David, the fact is you brought up, I don't want to create a huge war out of this. Listen, America, we're not creating wars. We're being attacked. For us to defend ourselves, for us to make a redress of grievances, as Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and John Adams and the rest of the committee did when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, that's what we should expect from our leaders. We can't, as Americans, continue to keep our sovereignty, to keep our liberty as individuals and as states, if we continue to allow this encroachment from federal bureaucracies, not even federal government, federal bureaucracies.
That's
we need
right.
to call attention. So we need to address where we're being attacked. The war is upon us. And that's why we had Republican David Simpson on the radio today. Thank you so much, David. Any last words that you can leave with folks? Because I want them to support you as you support liberty.
Well, thank you, Jake. There's about at least nine states that are working on legislation or resolutions. And we've got to start pushing back. I mean, government is whatever it does unless we stop it and from doing something that's unreasonable. We swear an oath to the Constitution, but unless the people force their elected officials to keep that oath, they're just words. And this is a measure that we believe is reasonable, and we hope this will stop, at least in Texas and hopefully in other states soon, some intrusive, indecent groping of citizens. We had another bill dealing with the naked body scanners, but that bill didn't make it to the floor, but the one prohibiting the indecent groping searches was passed out unanimously by 150 Texas House representatives on Friday, and I'm just very thankful for that.
Thank you for stepping up to the plate and bringing it. And please don't lose hope on those naked body scanners, because you're taking steps. The other side is always taking steps. They'll take two steps forward and take one step back gladly because they got their foot in the door. We need to keep our steps moving forward for liberty, because there is a clear, concise line. It was given to us by our founders. It's located in the Constitution. We have a Bill of Rights to identify certain rights that our founders knew someday our government may encroach upon. So this is kind of like our second phase. If we lose control, our second phase to protect us, to be a bulwark to our liberties. And here you are, sir, pushing that bulwark back. So thank you again, Republican Representative David Simpson of the Texas House with us today on the Sons of Liberty. God bless you, America. Keep fighting for freedom.
Oh, isn't that pleasant?
Very nice.
No, that very cool guy. Mm-hmm. For serious. TSA, an army of pervs and criminals.
Uh-oh.
Thomas Gordon Jr. of Philadelphia, as a TSA screener, was arrested on March 24th and charged with distributing more than 100 images of child pornography via Facebook. Federal agents also note Gordon routinely searched airline passengers. Ryan Hamilton Jr., writing for The Gather, says it's very shocking that the TSA hasn't alerted the public about these infractions. This shocking news has come out as the Transportation Safety Administration tries to figure out what to do about incidents such as these. I go on. February of 2010, another TSA employee, Charles Bennett of Winter Garden, Florida, was arrested and charged with molestation of a minor after police say he tried to keep a 15-year-old girl as a sex slave. Sean Shanahan, a TSA worker at Logan International Airport, was arrested last year after he allegedly sexually explicit text messages to a 14-year-old girl. The inappropriate contact escalated and Shanahan had physical sexual contact with a girl at his home. It was reported that in Amarillo, Texas, a woman filed a lawsuit against the federal government after TSA agents allegedly humiliated her by publicly exposing her breasts during an extended search. I go on. In addition to sexual perverts, the TSA hires violent psychopaths. Earlier this year, an Indianapolis TSA employee was arrested after he put a man in a headlock and punched him six times in the face during a parking lot incident. TSA agents have bragged about the power they wield over the public. Let me tell you that again. TSA agents have bragged about the power that they have over you, America. Let me say that again. TSA agents have bragged about the power that they wield over the public. In January of 2010, a TSA agent in Los Angeles proclaimed, "I am God. I am in charge." I go on. In February, two TSA employees were arrested for stealing around $40,000 in cash from a bag that was checked through a security line at John F. Kennedy Airport. The agency admits that over the last 3 years alone, there have been 12 similar cases of theft involving the removal of valuables and or cash from their baggage. A few days before this case, a Newark TSA agent pleaded guilty to accepting bribes and kickbacks from a colleague who regularly stole money from passengers during sexual molestation pat-downs. So for those that are okay with it, let me continue on. In Detroit, a TSA agent was arrested for participating in a series of fast food restaurant robberies. And it should come as no surprise that the TSA has such a large number of violent criminals and sexual perverts on staff. You ready for this? Lenin and later Stalin's secret police recruited thugs and psychopaths to terrorize, torture, and murder anybody who resisted the state. Mao unleashed violent and murderous members of the Red Guard, mostly students and other ideological brainwashed young people, on the public at large during the so-called Culture Revolution. I'll come back to Hitler right after this break, folks. We're rolling into hour two. We'll be right back. Talking about the TSA.